WSYM. San Antonio College News. What's going on around the campus? Joined here this morning, San Antonio College President Dr. Francisco Solis. Good morning.
Good morning, Aunt Lester. How are you?
Wonderful day, week 9, I believe.
Yes, sir.
So students are scrambling a bit. Midterms are going on. Fun time.
Absolutely.
I don't miss those days. Not too much. Not too much.
Well, I think you and I have discussed. We had two different approaches, right?
Yes.
I was always about the slow pace and studying weeks before rather than the weeks of.
Yes. Nothing wrong with a good refresher. You know, good old study sessions. So we are celebrating our centennial anniversary, 100 years at San Antonio College. And this week, celebrating the library.
Absolutely. It sits at the middle of campus for a reason, right? I mean, you know, our campus is built around the iconic Moody Learning Center. I don't think there's anybody in San Antonio that doesn't recognize the facade. And, you know, it seems that whenever we're in the news, the Moody Learning Center is front and center.
Oh, yes.
And so it's an important part of our campus. But I think, you know, it makes so much sense that it would be right in the center of campus at any point in the day. I think it holds the largest number of students coming, whether that's in classrooms or labs or the library. And so it's a great place, and it's absolutely essential that we celebrate our the library centennial this year.
And we have special guests this morning, Director of Library Services, Lee LeBlanc. Good morning.
Good morning, good morning. Let me put my book down real quick.
There you go.
Just getting some reading in.
So 100 years of the library. So we're celebrating.
Yes, yes, yes. So as I understand it, as we've read through, we don't have that deep of archives, of which that would have been built out over the years. But as we've been able to read it, in some way or some shape or form, the college, even in its inception, has had some kind of library, whether it was in a small space in the back of a room. But in doing a little research for this about the event, McCreelis, Let me say a few names. McCreelis was the first library. That building was the first library on campus, and it was built in 1950, so we did the math quickly there. There's been a library here on campus for 75 years. So that is quite the tenure among I'm sure, the other services that have been offered over the years. And I just happen to have in front of me the Ranger, where Ransom speaks at the library building dedication. And in this article, it names like Nail, Moody, Fletcher. So the history and legacy goes back very far for this library. The Moody Learning Center was brought online, started to be built in 1964, brought online 1968. And originally it was the first... It was first through fourth floors.
Wow.
Yeah, yeah. So a massive library at a community college at that time kind of speaks to the future of SAC and where it eventually has arrived.
You know, it's interesting how the library does fit in. So, you know, of the Alamo colleges, St. Philip's was first to be accredited in 1951, followed by San Antonio College in 1952. And part of the principles of accreditation under SACS is that the library is fundamental to learning. And so it's always been a requirement. As Lee and his staff knows, every time there's an accrediting agency, whether that's SACS or any of the individual accreditors who accredit the workforce programs or on campus, they're always sure to visit the library. It's an integral part of any accreditation report. And so I think that, you know, this idea that the library has been around, one, maybe it was forced upon us, right? But with good intentions, yeah. With good intentions, right? That you've got to have a library to sustain the working part of the institution. And so that you cannot overlook a library in the process. And so I think that's, always interesting. As you know, we just had Saks on campus.
Yeah.
And they were sure to visit the library, as was part of the visit.
Mm-hmm.
And visit with Lee and his team.
Yeah.
So
I definitely think before the internet, the greatest invention probably, the Gutenberg press, right? And we didn't have the internet back then, so you would go to the library, right. And it was the center of learning, and learning is access to a future.
Yeah, very true.
And now we do have the internet, and I do kind of miss the little drawers with the Dewey Decimal system. It was kind of like a fun little scavenger hunt.
Yeah.
Come on, Hot Mustard. Nobody misses the drawers.
I miss them. They were so cool.
But, just think about the evolution as well. Remember when, everybody went to the library to be quiet?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yep.
And now there's different parts of the library. I mean, there's parts of the library that welcome conversations. There's pods if you want to really, step into a quiet zone. And so, the library is a different fit for different individuals. Maybe you have a project you need to work on in a group. There's some rooms that accommodate group work, right? And so this idea that everybody just went to the library to sit alone at a table and read just isn't today's library at all.
Yeah, as my team, we talk about, and they probably get tired of me saying this, but I say, we're becoming the future of academic libraries. It is exactly what yourself and Dr. Solis just said. It's no longer just one thing. It's evolved to group spaces. We brought in a host of technologies just over the last 5 years, especially with COVID. Dr. Solis mentioned the PODs. It's actually an acronym. We didn't come up with it. It's the company. Privacy on demand. And so putting those in what used to be just kind of study areas that had a sea of carrels really kind of did two things. One that we didn't expect. So it gave everybody an individualized study space, which is really important these days. We know about neurodivergence. We know about group work. So we know there's these really different needs for students today than there were in the past. And then the second thing PODs did for us was a student takes a class in the morning on campus, and then they take a class in the afternoon on campus. Well, where does the student go to their office, right? So they have a quiet space to do their class. Well, that's what the PODs did, and we didn't predict that use. And quite honestly, when we put them in, I was a little nervous. I was like, is this going to get used after COVID, right? And it's one of the most popular uses in the library. In a semester, we see 19,000 people through our doors.
Right? Are they like a first come, first serve basis? Like if one's open, you grab it, or you have to sign up for it or anything?
Correct. Yeah, first come, first serves. We wish we had more. Students do laps on the floor. When we're at peak capacity, those are definitely in high demand.
Was very happy when the kids spot opened.
Yeah.
We have a lot of, students that are parents, and, child care is not cheap. And so sometimes, you got to take your kid with you.
You do. We saw a lot of that. We've seen that over the years. So the student parent is real, and they need these supports to move through college. And so the kids spot was just that. It's a place where parents can come, where there's no pressure. They can let their child play, and they study. So it's been real popular. We've seen parents come in and be there all day for the entire time that we're open, pretty much. A good 8-hour chunk, we'll see somebody in there.
We have about 25% of our enrollment are parenting students, and we still think that's grossly underestimated.
Wow.
But what we do know is that we've made a concerted effort at SAC to respond to our parenting students. And this was only one of those pieces that we put together to support our parenting students. So, if you have to take your children, there's a children's library with plenty of books and other things to keep them entertained.
Yes.
As the parent studies, continues to study.
Yes.
And you also have a new table. I won't just say it like that. But.
Yeah. It's a good entry. It's a good entry. So that's the Ananamosh table. And we've got two of them, and it's in a space called the Smart Library Lab. So that also is an acronym, science, medical, research, and anatomy, research, and technologies. So that is really what we did there, was try to democratize and open up STEM education. So to give not only students in a specialized medical program access to really cutting-edge technologies that you kind of typically only see at the university level, in a space like the library where they just can walk in. It's unmediated access. They can just walk in and use these virtual tables that have people that were actual human beings, living human beings, that donated their bodies to this program, and they were scanned and cut millimeter by millimeter and turned into these manipulables on these tables. So, and they've really been shown to increase learning in those subjects in anatomy and biology. So they've been really powerful, and the spot is definitely growing in importance and in use.
So imagine an iPod, right? Life size. Right?
Yeah.
Because that's exactly what it's like.
Yeah.
You walk up to the table, and then it really allows you to, do your own cadaver dissection in real time.
Right? Sure does.
Using technology today. And so, you know, our mortuary science department was the first to receive a table and then started sharing it with other units on campus and then decided we really needed to make it accessible to all students. And I think it's really, the popularity has really grown as more and more students learn the table. And we've also sent a number of individuals to training, whether that's faculty or staff, to also help enlarge the conversation about what the tables are for and how to use them.
Yeah, definitely.
Also, I want to talk about the Anytime Library. So students can log online, they can reserve a book, and then you place it in the Anytime Library in front of the Moody Learning Center, and they can stop by anytime, day or night.
Now, doesn't that make complete sense?
Yeah.
It's amazing.
Yeah. So that's a host of technologies. So we RFID'd the entire collection. We set up self-check kiosks. We brought an app online with that. And then the Anytime Library, which is right out front of Moody, so you can walk right into the front of Moody there to your right, between Fletcher and Moody, and that's where you can pull out those books from the Anytime Library. And we know we have students studying every hour of the day. We see one of our peak usages on Sunday night accessing the e-resources. So from like 10 p.m. till 2 a.m., students are studying. So there's a lot going on all the time now, and students drawing on library resources. And we just feel opening up access, whether it's physical or electronic, that's the future. Like, you've got to move into that. You've got to figure out how to provide more access, not just the same old access, but more.
So imagine there was just a chute, right, from the library out to the parking lot.
Yeah.
And you needed a book, and you just put it in the chute and pops out into the parking lot, right? Mm-hmm. And so it's a little more complicated than that. But sometimes I've noticed that students, because of the protection we built around it, they don't realize what's sitting in the middle there. Right?
Oh, yeah.
But we had to put those protections around.
Yeah, we did. We were really the first higher ed institution to really put this in place. And then we were really the first library to put it out in the open like that to try to make it more accessible. And so it needed a little more coverage because technically it's not an exterior unit. I mean, it's somewhat weatherproof. They said, you're putting this in Texas, right? You're going to want some shade and some cover.
Very nice, very nice. Also, you know, at the end of the day, the library can be utilized for recreational purposes. You can go, what I love about it, browsing. The true definition of browsing, not with, you know, a bunch of cookies on your Amazon whatever list.
Sure.
You get to walk down the aisles and just pick a book off the shelf, look at the cover, maybe I like this. I'm a very big sci-fi nerd.
Okay.
I love it for that. Cookbooks, I have a couple I need to return.
Okay.
My apologies.
We can extend that checkout period for you.
Have either of you ever been to the law library at ET?
No, I have not.
So, you know, it was very interesting. They have some grants that libraries can seek, and they've really decorated it very nicely. But it's not uncommon to see, you know, on a couch or something, a student asleep for 2 hours, right? Get right back to work.
Sure.
And that's what I want the library to really feel like. That's what we really tried to create, right? It's a very welcoming spot. Use it how you need it.
Mm-hmm.
We've also housed labs in there as well, computer labs. I know that on the first couple of days of school when students say, hey, how am I going to maneuver this between an online class and, you know, right after that I've got a class, right, a face-to-face class. And so they pop into the library, mm-hmm. do some online work, and then, you know, go to class. And
sure.
So it's possible to get some of that work done here while you're on campus between classes by going into the library and using some of the computers we have set up on there for easy access for our students. So it's become an all-around kind of place.
Yeah, it's two really good points. People still like physical books and still like to browse, and then students still need access to technologies. And so we have Wi-Fi. We have laptops that can be checked out in partnership with the Office of Technology Services. And then we have computers in there. So it's another way that we've integrated technologies. Sounds basic still, but it is still an important, it's still an important role.
Oh, yes. So once again, the library open Monday through Thursday, 7 a.m. to 7 p.m., Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m., and then recently, Saturdays, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m.
Yes, yes.
I'm wondering why there's cars in the parking lot.
Correct.
Now
correct.
I know.
Absolutely.
So once again, pages through time, this party's taking place 1 to 2. This is going to be going on tomorrow, October 22nd, fourth floor of the Moody Learning Center. There's going to be prizes and a giant cake shaped like the Moody Learning Center.
Yes, 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 there will. So that's by a local vendor here. So we worked with a local vendor, exclusive cake shop, and yeah, they're gonna bring in a cake almost the size of Moody, but proportionally, like. So yeah, and we think it's a neat thing to do. We wanted to be involved in the centennial. We know we have a very deeply tied history to the college itself. And then the building, as Dr. Solis said, is iconic. I mean, people recognize it all over San Antonio. I mean, they say Moody, the Moody Learning Center. So my team, Karen, Brendan, Juanita, Deanna, Ivers, everybody has kind of purview to bring forward ideas. And this was really Deanna Aguilar's idea, and kind of threw it out there. And I thought, yeah, that's pretty neat. I think we could tie that in. And then generously funded by the Office of Student Life, the President's Office. So that kind of thing is also a collaboration and shows the importance that people still recognize the library is an important place and it has this rich history and they want to support it. And there's one little aside. There were Loteria cards that we also had designed. So there's going to and goodie bags, a little swag. So there's going to be some stuff to go along with that. And then we have some historical images that we pulled out of the Ranger that we'll also be showing, too. So there'll be a little bit of a slideshow. There's a picture of two students actually on top of Moody. They look like hipsters, but it was probably pre-hipster.
I remember that.
Yes. Yeah.
Yes.
Well, it sounds like just a typical party from San Antonio.
Yeah.
Oh, yes. All right. Well, Lee, I want to thank you for coming in this morning. Stick around. We've got a couple of announcements, and then we'll be right back and we'll talk more about San Antonio College right here on Speaking of SAC.
The San Antonio College Academic Success Center offers tutoring on the seventh floor of the Moody Learning Center. Tutoring is available in a variety of subjects ranging from math, biology, writing, and more. Remote services are available via Zoom. You can make an appointment or just drop in. A link for more information is online at ksym.org.
And we're back. So early voting is going on right now. San Antonio College is an early voting site?
Absolutely.
There we go. That's what I love to hear. But just keep in mind, so there are a couple of measures on the ballot, on the local ballot. So, no Spurs or Rodeo Fairground logos are allowed within 100 feet of polling locations. Proposition A has to do with renovating and expanding the rodeo grounds, the Frost Bank Center, and the Freeman Coliseum. Proposition B deals with a new downtown Spurs arena. So wearing anything with logos of the Spurs or the rodeo grounds too close to the polls is considered electioneering. So just be careful.
Absolutely.
Then vote. I'm going to tell you what to vote for, but vote. And there you go. What else do we have going on at campus?
October is Domestic Violence Awareness Month. Right? And we want to be sure to participate in all of the events. The Empowerment Center will hold a workshop called Empower Me, Healthy Relationships. It takes place from noon to 1:30, Friday, October the 24th, at the Empowerment Center's multipurpose room. You know, the Empowerment Center has been responsible for so much great programming over the years and have always brought our attention to important causes. And, you know, they do a lot of work on campus to help build healthy relationships. So be sure and attend this event for you.
That's a wonderful building. You know, we had the National Night Out a couple weeks ago, mm-hmm. and I was given a tour of the Empowerment Center. Just a wonderful, wonderful space. And they have a bell. Did you see the bell?
I have.
And the bell, it's when, you know, students graduate, and they're celebrating something, and they get to ring the bell, and I think that is phenomenal. Mm-hmm. I would get one here in the radio station, but it would affect on air.
Well, this event is sponsored by the Rape Crisis Center. The workshop will focus on defining healthy boundaries in relationships and how to maintain them. You know, we all haven't been exposed to healthy relationships, and sometimes you need to seek a little advice and some help. And that's what this workshop is designed to do. It's we'll also teach people how to recognize the signs of healthy and unhealthy relationships and the characteristics of consent. There'll be refreshments and door prizes, but you have to register for the workshop. To learn more about the link, go to alamo.edu/sac/DVAM.
Yes. And once again, yeah, we unveiled the new land acknowledgement plaque over in the Sac Mall area. It was last week.
Again, speaking of the Moody Learning Center, it's right at the steps, at the bottom of the steps, right in the Moody Learning Center, the Tree Knoll area. It's very nice. And we had a ceremony. And the plaque is a land acknowledgement that recognizes that the land on which Sac sits is the ancestral home of the indigenous tribes who lived here centuries ago. You know, it's so important, the connection between San Antonio College campus and San Pedro Springs. And because, I guess, San Pedro runs between the two, we often think of the big divide.
Mm-hmm.
But it's, if you go there and imagine where the pool is, the springs used to run. And if you've ever followed now the new part of the downtown river, right, to see how it flowed kind of along Flores Street over to, I-10, and then I-10 into town, right? And the new development, which is there behind where Fox Tech is.
Yes.
And so all of that was connected through the springs. And because it was the springs, there was so much life around here, and really the beginning of the center of town. And so, you know, the fact that San Antonio College would be part of that, when you see the bigger story of the river, right, and it comes full swing, right, the whole picture. And during the ceremony, the plaque, Sac had guests from local tribes who talked about the importance of commemorating the land Sac resides on now. It was a teachable moment to show how history and culture are not formed in a vacuum.
Very nice. The Office of Veterans Affairs is going to be hosting a resource fair. This is going on tomorrow, 10 a.m. to 2, in the Victory Center. It's for our student veterans and their families to learn the wide range of resources that are available to them. Several agencies are going to be there. Department of Veteran Affairs, Texas Veterans Commission, the American GI Forum, and Disabled American Vets.
We appreciate our student veterans for their service, and this is one way for us to share resources that are ready to support them here at SAC and in the community. There's also a good time to announce that the Office of Veterans Affairs and Department of Public Policy and Service will be hosting a watch party for Army versus Air Force football game. The party will take place from 11 to 2 on Saturday, November 1st, in the Victory Center.
Well, that'll be a lot of fun. Go Army. Well, let's see. San Antonio College right now is in the middle of the SAC Gives Back campaign. You want to tell me a little bit about this?
Yeah, it's definitely an opportunity for us to give back, right? It's in conjunction with United Way's national campaign. And so we've always made an effort. This year we'd like to reach 51%. Remember, it's not about the amount, although we are trying for a goal of $60,000 to raise $60,000 this year to better our 55 from last year. But really the important thing here is to reach as an organization 51% or greater. And so, you know, we'll have a number of opportunities, the three divisions, student success, academic success, and college services are all leading campaigns across the college to help employees with opportunities. It's a lot easier if you can just walk up and do it.
Right? Oh, yeah.
And so that's what we're going to try to do these last few days of October. The campaign ends at the end of October. And so we've had a number of events. We're about halfway there. And I'm sure that we can reach our goal as we close out the month. And so remember, it's the amount isn't what's important. It's participation. So drop by, put a dollar in, if that's what you can give, or five, and participate.
Very easy to do. Very easy to do. And it helps.
Yeah, and remember, too, right, that there are a number of SAC funds. All funds go directly to those funds, right, donated. Or you can select a number of United Way funds as well. And so we make it easy for you to do if you'd like to give to an outside nonprofit. Absolutely, and it's all part of the goal. But if instead there's something you'd like to do at SAC, you know, each dollar donated to the scholarship fund goes towards our goal of $1 million of scholarships for the centennial. So there's, again, there's a number of funds you can donate to.
Yes. Macbeth is opening this week. Obviously, William Shakespeare's Macbeth. This one's directed by Laura T. Garza, and this is not your traditional Macbeth. This production reimagined Shakespeare's tragedy through the lens of a Narcos-inspired world where the pursuit of power is fueled by violence, ambition, and corruption. Terrifying. I'm kidding. I haven't seen it yet. But because, you know, we have construction on campus, so this year, it's going to be at the San Pedro Playhouse in the cellar, I believe. And
yes. And showtimes are October 24th through the 25th at 7 p.m., October 26th at 2 p.m., October 31st through November 1st at 7 p.m., and November 2nd at 2 p.m. And so Laura and I are working at buying out the house one night. Make tickets available at no charge to our students.
Oh, wow.
So more information will be coming on that soon.
Just trying
to work it out with
the venue.
Absolutely.
Yes. So once again, 2-week run this Friday, Saturday, 7 o'clock, and then Sunday showtimes at 2 p.m. Also, don't forget, Trunk or Treat is happening this Friday, 5 to 7, and clubs and organizations are going to be lined up providing candy for the children in the community. So stop on by. It's going to be at the corner of, well, it's right over here by the VAC. It's Cortland and Howard.
And don't forget your costume.
And don't forget a costume.
Right? It always makes it great for the kids.
Yes. All right. Well, that was fun. Time flies.
It does. Absolutely. Thank you again for having me. I appreciate you being on here.
Catch us here every Tuesday morning, 8:30 to 9. We're speaking of SAC right here on San Antonio College Radio, KSYM.